For the last 13 years, a group of folks have gotten together and come up to the Halliburton Highlands and had some fun, and while doing so have raised quite a bit of money for the Halliburton Highlands Health Services Foundation. And I have Brian Sybil on the line with me right now. He is the Executive Director of the Ontario Federation of Four-Wheel Drive. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, it's nice to have you on the line here. So for the past 13 years, you've been coming up to the Highlands and doing what, road rallies? What do you exactly call that? Four-wheeling?
Yeah, what it's actually called is just a recreational four-wheel drive, much like your other sports like the snowmobiles and the ATVs. People with four-wheel drive vehicles love to come up here and enjoy the Halliburton Highlands and everything it has to offer, and enjoy the wilderness with their families and friends and have a great old time.
Yeah, so for the last 13 years, have you been coming to the, it's always at the Southwind Motel and campground?
It used to be over at South Lake Trailer Park back when it first started.
Right.
And then as the event grew and got more popular, we decided to move it to a bigger venue over at the Southwind Motel and Campground.
Perfect, perfect. And is there trails there? I mean, do you stay on the property there or do you go off into other trails?
No, what we actually do is we are running all of the crowned public land trails in the area down towards Bob Cajun and in the Minden area and up towards Carnarvon.
I see.
And we run all the crowned trails that are public, so our members and people can come and enjoy them later on throughout the season.
Perfect. Great idea. Listen, now we're going to take a quick break, but then we're going to come back and talk more with Brian Sybil from the Ontario Federation of Four-Wheel Drive on 93.5 The Moose. All right, we're back talking to Brian Sybil from the Ontario Federation of Four-Wheel Drives. They're up at the Southwind Motel and Campground. 13 years they've been coming up to the Halliburton Highlands. And Brian, have you always in the past 13 years been raising funds for charities or for the health services?
Yeah, that's correct, Rick. We've been raising, we've always decided that we wanted to put money back into the community that hosts our wonderful trail systems. So it was jointly decided with our board of directors many years ago that the hospital was a very focal point of the community. And since its conception back 13 years ago now, we've been donating money towards the Halliburton Health Foundation.
That's excellent. So how does it work? I mean, does anybody who's a four-wheeler, can they join the association? Do they specifically join this particular event, or how does it work?
Yeah, so basically our federation is province-wide, and our major asset is advocacy of the four-wheel drive sport.
Right.
We educate people and try and promote the sport in a safe way, and we have one of the highest safety records in the province of all motorized sports.
Wow.
And what people can do and what people do is it's voluntary. You don't need to have a pass or a membership or anything. They can join online with the Ontario Federation of Four-Wheel Drive. It's a cheap membership, and they can enjoy the trails, and that money goes right back to our volunteer base. The entire federation is run off of volunteers. And this event that we run, which we call Camp Northern Lights, is one of our major fundraising events to help ourselves keep our trails open, keep them maintained and safe for our people, and also to, like I said before, help raise money for the community. So what people can do is we basically advertise the event, and people sign up, and we cap it out at about 100 vehicles, and they enjoy trail-guided runs for 3 days, fully catered event, where we have Tony from Rubicon Grill, who is a caterer, comes up and feeds about 250 people in total.
Wow.
And we have a grand old time here.
Well, that's great, Brian. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back talking more about Ontario Federation of Four-Wheel Drive's annual event with Brian Sybil on the Moose. All right, and we're back talking about the 13th annual Ontario Federation of Four-Wheel Drives Halliburton event, I guess, for lack of a better term. And Brian, so is this year's event sold out?
This year's event is sold out again. We sold out in about, I think it was 27 hours we had it sold
out. Wow, that's awesome.
And it's a big event, like I said, across the province and into the United States. We have people visiting us from New Jersey and New York and the Buffalo area and down in Ohio and Michigan, and people as far away as over in Ottawa and Quebec, and all come to this area to enjoy this fantastic event.
Perfect. Do you have any idea how much money you've raised over the 13 years?
Over the 13 years, we've put in about over $55,000.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's awesome.
It's pretty good. That's right. And this year, we're hoping to break that. Just keep on going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's fantastic, Brian. That really is. So if people out there want more information, they can just go Google Ontario Federation of Four-Wheel Drive?
That's correct. Yeah, or you can go to the of4wd.com.
Perfect. Brian, have a tremendous weekend. Thank you so much for doing this, and we look forward to talking to you next year.
Thanks a lot, Rick.